Hello everybody, and welcome to this small demo about TagFeed application. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Juanjo Montiel. I'm blind, and I'm working as software engineer here at Microsoft in Ireland, in Dublin. But, as you can tell by my accent, I'm from Spain, from Malaga. Today, I would like to show you a demo about an application that I'm developing for iOS, at least for now. Maybe in the future I will create it for Android too. This application is called TagFeed. Well, first of all, apologize for the numerous grammar and pronunciation mistakes that I can make. But, well, I will do my best. So, this application, what is TagFeed? TagFeed is an application to tag objects with NFC technology. Basically, we have alternatives. We have, for example, things like NaviLens or QR readers, all these kind of things. But I like the NFC because we don't need to focus, we don't need to have a light, we don't need to be very accurate at focusing with the camera. We just have to close our mobile phone to the tag and their mobile can read it. The original idea about this application was use it to organize my wardrobe. But after publishing the first demo, some friends of mine said to me, "Well, Juanjo, why don't you open this application for other kind of objects, like, who knows, spices, or documents, CD, whatever?" And then I thought, well, why not? And this is the second version of the demo, in which I opened the application to other kinds of objects. Well, let's get for it. I'm using my iPhone.
Messages. 300.
And I'm going to open the application. Right now, the application is not published yet, even in test flight. It's only published in my device, but I would like to release a beta in a few days.
Braille screen input. T-A-G.
TagFeed.
TagFeed. Container.
Here it is.
Portrait. TagFeed. Home. Heading.
So, in this application, we have two main tabs. Home.
Containers.
And tab. Containers. In order to start using the application, first, we have to create some objects. Let's go to containers.
Containers. Heading.
And here we have, well, we have containers. But what exactly is a container? So a container is something that can contain something else. For example, a box, a wardrobe, a drawer, a library, even a kitchen. When you open the application, you will find two containers already created. Kitchen and wardrobe. Right now, we only have one.
Containers. Edit. Add new container. Kitchen.
We have
button.
Kitchen. So
action
we are
available.
Going to create the wardrobe one.
Add new container.
We click button. On add new container.
Name. Text
and
field.
We will provide text. The name.
Braille screen input. Dot orientation lock. A-R-D-R-O-B-E.
Wardrobe.
Portrait.
Next control.
Name. Text can contain sets. Switch button.
Off. Is a switch button called can set. Contain sets. As I said before, the original idea of this application was to use it for organizing wardrobes, but I have opened it for other kind of objects. So when you create a container, you can say, hey, will this container contain also outfits known as set in this application? Yes or not? So if we say yes, the container will be able to create also sets apart from categories. Let's see that with an example. So I'm going to check this switch button. Our wardrobe will be able to contain also sets.
Done. Add new container. Kitchen. Button. Wardrobe. Button.
As you can see action. Here with the rotor, we can perform actions against the items. For example,
kitchen.
Here in kitchen, button. I can swipe down,
edit,
edit
delete
and active. Let's activate
wardrobe. Dismiss context menu. Button.
Okay. A pop-up menu is displayed, allowing us to select one of those options.
What do you want? Categories. Button.
Categories
sets.
And sets.
Button.
So let's start by creating a new category, category. Inside this container.
Containers. Back button.
What is a category? So a category is basically something to categorize our objects inside a container. For example, in a wardrobe, we could have, I don't know, a t-shirt, shirts, pants, jeans, shorts, these kind of things.
Categories and more edit. Add new category.
So,
button.
Add new category.
Name, text field.
We can add, for example, t-shirt.
Rails screen input E orientation hyphen S A E E I R T. Portrait. Add new t-shirt. Button.
I put it in singular. Edit. Let's edit it with the rotor and
name,
put
text field is
DS
t-shirt
at the end of this word.
Chip. ES. S. S. T. T. Cancel edit category name. Text field is editing. T-shirts. Done.
Now, done. Okay.
Add new category.
We have already created our category.
T-shirts. Button.
We can open it by double tap.
In progress categories.
And we will see the objects that belong to this category. Right now, this category is empty.
T-shirts. Heading. Edit. But add new object. Button.
We have this add new object button. I'm going to
add
press it. And we are going to create our first object.
Add new object. Heading. Link NFC tag.
Link
button.
NFC tag. What is that? So this button allows me to link my NFC tag that I have sewn in my garment to the object that I am going to create. Right now, I have two kinds of tags. One is hard, with a shape of a button with two holes, and the other is a tag called heat syllable. Basically, you can iron it to attach it to the garment. You use the iron and directly the tag is adhered into the garment. So the second one is much more accessible because the first one should be sewn into the garment. Fortunately, my mom helped me a lot with that. So I have almost all the garments with these hard tags sewn on them. But the latest garment that I have bought have these heat syllable tags because adding these to my garments is much more accessible. I can't guarantee that this kind of tags work well in long term because I haven't used them for a long time. But so far, so good. So let's see. All right, so
name, link NFC tag, button.
Let's click on link NFC tag and I'm going to close my mobile phone to the neck of my t-shirt where the tag is placed.
Tag linked.
Tag linked. Ready. Quick, isn't it?
Tag
and now, let's fill the information that we need.
Description, not this name.
Name.
Text field. Name. Rail screen
so
input.
This
or
is a
hyphen,
t-shirt
space.
With an open mouthed crocodile saying, bite me. I bought it in Miami last year. All right, we can also include a description. For example, we can put the color, whatever thing that you want to include. It's not a mandatory field, so you can keep it empty if you want.
Name, name, description, done.
Done. And the object has been saved.
T-shirts, heading, categories, t-shirts.
So we are in the t-shirt category,
edit.
And we have
add new t-shirt with an open mouth crocodile saying, bite me.
The bite me t-shirt inside this category.
Categories.
Let's go back,
categories.
And let's create another category.
Add new category.
Add new category.
Name, text field. Characters.
We can put here, for example, jeans.
Portrait.
Now, let's open the jeans category.
Button, jeans. Button,
and let's create a new object.
Jeans. Edit. Add new edit. Add new object.
Add new object.
Add new cancel. Add link NFC tag.
Link button. NFC tag.
Ready,
and
ready.
I close the mobile to my jeans, where the tag is placed.
Tag linked.
Tag linked. Ready to go.
Tag fit name, description name,
name,
text field name, rail screen input, dot six, cap A,
dark
A, five, B, L,
blue,
E, space, J, I, E, A, N, S,
jeans,
period, jeans, portrait, description, done,
no description, button. And done.
Categories.
Now we have two categories with one object each.
Categories.
Let's go back,
back button, category.
Let's go back to containers,
containers. Container, container.
And now we are going to manage the sets.
Edit, add new kitchen, wardrobe, button, actions available.
Click on wardrobe.
What do you want to manage?
And we will select
category, sets.
Sets.
Button, containers.
What is a set? So a set is just a set of objects. In our case, a set of garments. The magic of that, at least for me is magic because I'm using it a lot, is that you can create sets of garments. For example, imagine that you have a suit. So you can add the pants, you can add the tie, You can add the shirt, the jacket, whatever you want to have in the same set. So when you are in your wardrobe, you select the suit or one of the garments of the suit, and you are passing the mobile over the rest of the garments, and the mobile will say which garments are combining with this suit. Okay, so
add new set. Cancel. Add new name.
Name.
Field. Name. Rail screen input.
Something not very original. For example, casual one.
Portrait. Description.
Description.
Text field. Insertion point. Rail screen input. Orientation.
Just put something like
casual
everyday
outfit.
Not for the office.
Words done.
And done.
Alert.
And it says,
this set must have at least two objects.
This set must have at least two objects.
Okay.
Haha, we have forgotten to add the objects. What kind of set is this? So, let's click on add object. And then we have two options.
Scan objects.
Scan objects.
Search objects.
Or search objects. So, let's use first the scan option.
Scan objects. Ready to scan.
The scan is open, and now I only have to scan the garments that I want to include inside the set. For example, I'm going to close the mobile phone to the neck of my t-shirt.
T-shirt with an open mouth, crocodile saying,
add it.
Added.
And now let's close
ready
the scanner.
Close.
And let's include the pants with the other option.
Description. Cat objects. One button.
As we already have one object, now when we click on Objects 1, it will open a new window where we can see the objects that belong to this set.
Sets up add object, sets objects, heading, add object, t-shirt with an open mouth, crocodile saying, bite me, t-shirt, add object, button.
Click on Add object.
Scan
and
objects.
Now let's
button.
Select
Search objects.
Search objects.
Button.
Imagine that
search
we don't have our jeans with us. Anyway, we can include the pants in our set because we can find it.
Search objects.
Search objects.
Rail screen input.
And I type here, for example,
jean. One result found.
One result found.
Portrait.
I explore the screen.
Dark blue jeans. Button.
And here is the button. Dark blue jeans. I press it.
Dark blue jeans.
And now it is added. If we re-explore the button, we will see that it's already selected.
Selected. Dark blue jeans. Button.
As we did with the scan, if we click again on the garment, we will remove it from the set.
Selected. Dark blue jeans.
Removed.
Dark blue jeans.
And
dark blue
re-add it.
Added.
Okay.
Close. Button.
And now, in this window, we have two objects.
Add object. T-shirt with an open mouth, crocodile saying, dark blue jeans. Button.
Okay, let's close this window.
Button.
And
objects.
In the set, we will see that the button says now, objects 2.
Description. Objects 2. Button.
Ready to save.
Done.
Done.
Containers. Back button.
Okay.
Containers.
Now
back
let's
container.
Explore
heading.
The other container.
Kitchen. Button.
Kitchen.
Edit. Button.
As you can see, since this container doesn't allow sets, it doesn't display the context menu. It directly shows the category window.
Add new category. Button. Spices.
So
button.
We have spices here.
Actions available.
I already created this category before. If we open this category,
progress, category,
we will see
back
some spices on it.
Spice edit, add new object,
button, we have
cumin, button,
cumin
parsley
button, thyme, and thyme.
Button,
I have the jars here. So it's fantastic because I attached the tags on top of the lid of the jars. So if I want to find a particular spice, I only need to bring my phone on top of the lids of the jars. I have all the jars in a basket inside the kitchen cabinet, so I only need to bring the mobile phone on top of them, move it over, and then the mobile phone will inform me when it finds the desired spice. Okay, now it's time to see the home screen.
Categories, category, containers, containers, home, tab, one of two.
Home tab.
Home, heading.
What buttons do we have here?
Scan objects, what do you want to
so
do?
We have
heading. Scan objects.
Scan objects.
Button.
Let's click here.
Alert.
The scanner is open, and now the application will read each object that will be in the scope of the mobile phone. For example, if I close the mobile phone to the neck of my t-shirt
with an open mouth, crocodile saying, bite me.
To the jeans,
dark blue jeans,
or to any of the jars.
Parsley. Cumin. Thyme. Tomillo del Bueno.
Tomillo del Bueno. This is because I forgot to remove the description in Spanish, which says Tomillo del Bueno. It's like very good thyme or something like this. So as you can see, this feature is very, very convenient to read any kind of objects.
Close.
Tomillo
del home.
Home. And now let's use the second button.
Scan sets.
This is for outfits or any kind of sets.
Ready to scan.
So remember that we already created a set with my t-shirt and my jeans. If I, for example, scan the t-shirt.
T-shirt with an open mouth crocodile saying, bite me. One match sets.
One match set. And now, if I scan the thyme, nothing to do with the t-shirt, it will say, no, these two objects don't stick together. But if I scan the jeans.
Dark blue jeans. One match set.
One match set. But now imagine that we have more garments in our set. So we can start passing over all the garments and the application will tell us which garments are part of this set. Or even if we have one t-shirt that belongs to four sets, when you scan the t-shirt, it will say four sets found. And if you scan the jean, it will say one set found, because the jean and the t-shirt are only present in one set.
Close.
All right. Finally, the last button.
Match set, casual one. Match sets, home, back, home, find an object.
Find an object. So this feature is very nice. Imagine that you are, for example, cooking and you need a spicy. So you search the spicy name.
Braille screen input.
For example, thyme.
T-I-M-E. One result found.
One result found.
Portrait. Search objects. Thyme.
Thyme.
Button. Alert. Ready to scan.
The scan is open and now I can close the mobile and move it over all the jars. I found it. So if we have 15 jars, we only need to pass the mobile over all the jars, and as soon as the mobile detects the right tag, it will sound.
You found the object.
And you can know what is the thyme.
Close. Ready to close. Tag fit.
So regarding how to buy those tags, I'm using a provider called nfcshop.com. I'm going to put this link into the post. But I guess in America and another part of the world, you will find thousands of other providers that can provide this kind of tags too. I will perform a search and I will try to add some of those links so that you can directly click on them and buy the tags if you want to test the application. Right now, the application, as I said before, is not ready in App Store, even in test flight, but I will try to create a beta in a few days. So if you are interested on be part of this beta, please send me a message in one of my social networks. For example, on X is Castway, K-A-S-T-W-E-Y. In Mastodon is also Castway, K-A-S-T-W-E-Y at Bookstodon. bookstodon.es. And also you can find me in info, I-N-F-O, at accessibytes, accessibytes.net. All right, guys. So I hope that despite my bad English, you found this demo interesting. And please give me your thoughts, give me feedback about the app, and hopefully you can start using it soon, making your life a little bit easier. Thank you so much. See you soon.